Drifting into gratitude. You let your mind drift sometimes. You know, you're just sitting, and the next thing you know, half an hour's gone by, and you realize you just sort of disengage for a bit, and you let your mind drift. You ever done the Penticton Channel? How many people have done the Penticton Channel drift, eh? Oh, yeah, quite a few of us. Yeah? What a fun thing to do. And of course, when we lived in Hope, our Penticton was Silver Creek, Silver Lake, there was a little bit of that stream before it emptied into the lake, and so we would take our kids a mile or two up, dump the inner tubes in. My wife and I would go back to the spot and wait for the kids to arrive. And there is nothing finer on a hot day than a good drift, right? And you enjoy that just so much. We drift sometimes, especially when we're tired. Sometimes we drift in our thoughts when we're a little anxious. Sometimes it's when we're down. But what I want to help you with this morning is that on those occasions when you drift, see if you can't drift into a little bit of gratitude. Colossians 3:15-17 says this, and be thankful. He's talked about a whole lot of things that are going on in people's lives, that are going on in the church. He's talked about the way in which leaders and people have to come together in order to fulfill the things that God wants them to do. And then he says, and be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. And whenever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let your mind drift. And when it drifts, see if you can't get it to drift into gratitude. Try and catch a current that instead of taking you into the turbulent water, the white water, the anxious part, try and drift into something quiet and peaceful and restful. And there's a couple of categories that I can help you with this morning that often Paul talks about, especially in his letters to people. Let your mind drift towards being thankful towards individuals. It could be family members. It could be co-workers. It could be friends. It could be people that you know that are in need. And as you think about them, thank God for them and pray for them. It could be experiences that you've had recently. It could be about work or travel, or it could be about leisure. Again, in every single one of those categories, there's something that you can be thankful for as you let your mind drift into thankfulness. There's hard things. When God has comforted you, and sometimes when they're in the midst of one hard thing, it's a good idea to go back to another hard thing that happened a while ago and remember God in the middle of that, right? Because sometimes it's hard to see God in the middle of this. And so what the people used to do, especially when they were passing tradition and history through oral communication, when stuff wasn't being written around and written down, you'd sit around a fire at night and you would drift back to, do you remember 10 years ago? Do you remember 100 years ago? Do you remember 500 years ago when our people did this? And you remember what God did then? Right? So it's one of the constant things. When you really struggle in the now with where is God, it's a good thing sometimes let your mind drift back to then. And be thankful as you begin to think what God did for you at that time. Take sleep for granted sometimes, don't we? You take it for granted until you have a few bad nights in a row. And then you realize how important a good night's sleep is. When is the last time you woke up and said, God, thank you for that great night's sleep? Huh? food that you love to eat. You can thank God for that all the time and not just when you're saying grace. Spiritual awareness leads to praise, right? All kinds of things here. All kinds of things that you can let your mind drift towards. A verse that you've memorized, a verse that you've got written on a card, that you've stuck on the dashboard of your car, that you've got in your morning devotions as you read the daily bread. It could be that kind of a verse. It could be something that someone said to you. And later on you said, that was exactly as if God was speaking directly to me. Man, I heard the person say that and I got this little shiver and I went, yes, God, that's you talking through that person. And you say, thank you. Forgiveness. Man, is there ever a moment we can't look in the mirror and go, oh my goodness? Sometimes I wonder how anybody can love me, let alone a holy, righteous God. And yet because of what Jesus did for me and the fact that my sins are forgiven, God looks at me and he loves me with an everlasting love. And you say, thank you. And sometimes it's just enough to gaze up into heaven and say, whatever is going on down here, one day I'm with you. And you let your mind drift. Thank you. Thank you, God. It is so great. I want you to take this with you this morning. That gratitude flows from God's presence. The more that we can practice the presence of God, the more that we understand that he truly is with us each and every moment of each and every day, the easier it becomes to let your mind drift into gratitude. One of the greatest resources our enemy has is to drag us into a channel where it's all horrible, it's all whitewater. And then whisper in our ear that God is not there. Gratitude flows from God's presence. And you know what? The older you get, the more you realize the truth of what I just put up there. More gratitude will not come from more stuff. More, you won't be more gratitude just because you got more things. But it comes from an awareness of God's presence and his goodness. Gratitude is the byproduct of seeing things a certain way. The word bene, B-E-N-E, bene, is the Latin word for good. And so we use it in a number of different ways. Gratitude involves benefit. We get something from it. Psalm 103, praise the Lord, O my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins, heals your diseases, redeems your life from the pit, crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desire with good things. We are the recipients of benefits because of what Jesus did for us. Gratitude also involves a benefactor. To be grateful, you have to believe not just that benefits are coming your way, and you also have to believe they don't just come by random or by accident. We have a sovereign God who oversees every aspect of our lives, and he's the one giving us the benefits. They come from somebody, and you have to believe that that benefactor has good intentions towards you. That's why the Bible constantly reminds us not only of the goodness of God, but that God intends good for us. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. And finally, gratitude involves a delighted beneficiary. Do you know who the beneficiary is? That's you and me. Where are the beneficiaries? As beneficiaries, we have to believe that we're receiving something we didn't earn, didn't merit, or didn't deserve. And again, every single one of those things lets our minds drift into gratitude. Because when you know that you got something and you didn't deserve it, or you got something and it comes out of the deep love that someone else has for you, and it's not based on performance, it's not based on how many good things you did for them, it's just that person's huge display of affection and love. Then we're delighted. This morning, this week, one of the reminders of Thanksgiving is that when our minds drift, we can let it drift into gratitude. And we do that more and more by practicing the presence of God, recognizing that He's with us. The more that we understand that He's with us, the easier it is to let our minds drift into that kind of thankfulness. I trust that you will, in all your celebrations this weekend, allow yourself moments to be intensely grateful. Let's bow in prayer. Father, as we celebrate Thanksgiving, as we do so, whether it's just in a small group, whether it's with a larger group of family, whether it's with friends, however we celebrate, may we take a moment when we're just sitting, just standing and looking at something. Just in those moments where our minds aren't terribly engaged, the radio isn't blaring, the TV hasn't got our attention, and we're just able to drift for a moment. Help us to drift into a knowledge of you at our side, always with us, always there as our help, as our strength, as our guidance. And may we in those moments experience the benefit of being thankful, and that you would recognize me, each one of us, as a thankful person. We bless you again for all that you are to all of us. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.